Jessie Norma Jim was born in Angoon in 1939 to John and Nadia Gamble. She attended Mount Edgecombe High School in Sitka and earned a licensed practical nurse certificate in 1960. When she went back to Angoon in 1962, she worked out of her home as a volunteer health aide and did everything from deliver babies to treating accident trauma. Her brother-in-law and the president of the Angoon Community Association, Wally Frank, says Jessie and another health aide, Barbara Johnson, who now lives in Yakutat, were the only regular medical staff in Angoon for 20 years.
I guess a lot of lives were probably saved because of her and maybe Barbara before we had regular nurses come here and doctors. They were the only source of medical opinions that was relayed to the doctors from here.
Frank says Jessie's medical opinions, however, were highly respected.
The doctor said if Jessie said they needed to go to hospital, they took him to the hospital right away. So she knew what she was doing.
When the Community Health Aid Practitioner, or CHAP, program started in 1968, Jessie was one of the first people to receive training and certification, which allowed her to finally get paid for her work. In a 2006 audio interview conducted by the CHAP program Jukebox, Jessie talks about her work in Angoon.
But there were many times when I felt like I wouldn't be able to make it, but talked myself back into it, because it is a hard job. I don't think any amount of money make up for some of the things they have to go through on that job.
Jessie retired in 2005, but she continued to help out in the clinic. In the 2006 CHAP audio interview, she admitted that it was difficult to ever leave for good.
It's kind of hard to leave. I mean, you have to have kind of like a love for taking care of people. Maybe a feeling of being needed.
Wally Frank says Jessie was definitely needed, and the community is still mourning her loss. She died in February 2007 in a house fire that also claimed the life of her grandson, Charles L. Nelson. Frank says last week's dedication was bittersweet for Angoon residents. They're happy that the Jessie Norma Jim Health Center now bears her name, but he says they still miss the woman that cared for so many people. And he says small villages should be grateful to the people who do this kind of work.
I like to urge the people to treat their health aides and their health people nice, because they're here for our benefit.
Frank says Jessie is remembered for her love of basketball, her kindness, her commitment to the people of Angoon, and her laughter. And now the clinic she fought so hard for will also carry her name. In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.